Previously on Heroes.
This is goodbye.
I love you, Dad.
I love you, Claire Bear.
I care about the world. I just want to heal it.
What could you possibly know about healing?
A few things.
The company has developed a new tracking system that doesn't rely on isotopes and satellites. It just finds you wherever you are.
We go to New York, we wipe out the Walker system.
There's someone you need to meet. Molly Walker.
I hear you have an amazing ability.
They ask me where people are, and I find them.
Molly is the only one who can stop Siler.
I must stop you.
Then do it.
Do it! Kill me!
You can't. Now I'm gonna have to kill you.
No!
Ando grabs him and they vanish.
Your destiny, Nathan, is to set the course of history after this unspeakable act has occurred. Can you be the one we need? That's my boy.
I explode. I wipe out this whole city. You, Nathan, everyone.
You explode?
Like a nuclear bomb.
But if I lose it, you're the only one who could get close enough to stop me.
Me, Ted, it doesn't really matter. But you have to do this.
I just miss my family. I hope I can make them proud. Dad!
Claire. Claire?
What's he doing?
He's absorbing your ability. He's got to make it stop.
Peter's hands glow and he struggles to control it as Claire walks towards him. He looks up at her.
Claire, you know what you have to do.
She takes the gun out of her bag.
Do it.
Mr. Bennett and Matt watch as Claire turns the gun towards Peter and prepares to shoot him.
Wait!
He clenches his fists and concentrates.
I'm okay.
And his hands stop glowing. Chapter 22. Landslide. Hero looks at his broken sword and speaks to Ando.
I had a chance to kill Siler and I failed. My mission is over.
Mother!
It's still sharp. Even if the sword were whole, I am not fit to wield it.
We began in a cubicle in Tokyo. No life, no adventure. You wanted to be special, and you are. Destiny picked you, Hiro.
Destiny made a mistake. Siler is too powerful. Look what he did to the sword.
We can get it fixed.
Ando finds a telephone directory.
Fix a 500-year-old samurai sword? What makes you think some handyman can fix it?
Hiro!
Ando shows him an advert for a bladesmith.
Hiro? Yes, do you fix ancient samurai swords?
He gives the phone to Hiro.
My name is Hiro Nakamura, and the fate of the world is in your hands.
The Kirby Plaza.
Peter Petrell is your uncle.
You didn't know that?
There's a lot of things they never told me.
I thought Peter was the only person who could protect me. Now you're here.
Mr. Bennett smiles and kisses Claire's head.
Why did you come here? With them?
The people I used to work for have a tracking system. They can find anybody anywhere in the world. We came here to destroy it. That's the only way we can ever start over. Build a normal life.
Is that even possible? I mean, I'm not normal, and they're not normal. Everything that's been happening to us has been so monumentally unnormal. I mean, maybe Peter's right. Maybe we all have a destiny, and it's to save the world. Together.
I just rode 26 hours from Texas to take down the evil bastards who want me dead, and you're saying I should turn around and go back because of a painting that you saw?
Yeah, that and a dream.
He might be nuts, Ted, but he's not lying. He believes every word of it.
They'll take out the tracking system, then you're gonna be free.
Free? I killed people with my powers, okay? I didn't mean to, but it happened, and now the FBI thinks I'm a terrorist.
Yeah, but you're not a terrorist. You need to get out of town before you become one.
There's a town in Nebraska, Windy Fork, population 15. wants you to go there and wait for me to contact you.
He gave me directions.
You're sending your daughter with them?
Claire tells me she has a destiny. She stopped Ted from melting down once before and saved all our lives. She can do it again. She could stop both of you.
Peter goes up to Ted.
You coming?
I'm in.
Siler's watching from a distance.
Me too.
Heroes, created by Tim Kring. Nathan sitting at his desk in Manhattan, talking on the phone.
We can do the photo op outside the polls. Yes, Marty. Marty, I know we're still behind. That's why every vote counts.
Lindemann's there.
Exit polls have me 5 points down.
Oh, I never listen to polls. Be ready, Nathan. Today, you will become a congressman. In time, you will lead the country.
As long as I let this city become a nuclear wasteland.
Nathan stands up and goes to the window.
And let my brother explode.
Yeah, but you can't stop that. No one can. But it's what comes next. I mean, that is entirely up to us. Your father would be very proud.
Pop would have me committed for even considering this nonsense.
Well, clearly your mother didn't tell you.
Only what?
Your father was one of us. Someone with great power. He tried to make a difference in the world. He did all he could, and that wasn't enough. He just gave up. Your father was weak.
My father was my hero. And when I went...
Nathan! I thought you were going to see the boys before they went to school. They wanted to wish you good luck. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know you were here.
Sorry, I'm just on my way out. Mrs. Petrelli. Your husband is about to become a very powerful man. I would like to give you both a gift to honor his forthcoming victory. Something to make the days ahead a little easier.
Lindemann takes hold of Heidi's hand with both of his and looks at her intently. He lets go and walks off, leaving Heidi looking slightly afraid. She wheels her chair into the room.
What is he talking about?
I don't know.
I can't believe you let that man into our house.
Honey, he's my largest campaign contributor.
He's a thief and a liar and God knows what else.
And if I win this election, he'll be the reason.
Why? Because he gave you money? Nathan, don't forget who you are.
I know exactly who I am. I'm a man who's being asked to make a hard choice for the greater good.
And you will. And you're gonna do great things, but you don't have to sell your soul.
He sees Heidi move her foot.
What? What is it?
Your foot. It's moving.
What?
She moves the other.
Oh, my God. No. Nathan. Oh, my God.
He helps her stand up out of the chair, and she hugs him.
Oh, my God.
It's a miracle.
Nathan holds her tight but looks concerned. In New York.
You know, I've been thinking after we save the world, I may go on patrol. You know, jumping in front of bullets and dragging people out of burning buildings.
You're not gonna catch me wearing a cape, zipping around with my underwear outside my pants.
Why don't we have to rent a car? Can't we just fly to Nebraska in a plane?
The FBI's got my face all over wanted posters. We can get very far.
Ted's a fugitive. I can use that to get his power.
What is it?
Siler. He's here. He's watching us.
Right now.
He knows what Ted can do. We need to get off the streets.
Who's Siler?
Hero and Ando are walking together.
We're almost there. We don't have time for traffic today.
Don't they know we have a sword to mend?
Everyone is voting.
Flying man da.
It's Flying Man. Maybe he can help us.
Help us? Don't you remember the future? He was the bad guy.
Would have been nice to have Heidi for the photo op.
Something happened back at the house.
Is she all right?
No, she's fine. She's better than fine, actually.
Nisa Petrelli! Nisa!
We'll make an announcement after the election.
What's going on?
Miracles, Marty.
Nisa Petrelli! Nisa! Nisa Petrelli! Oh, oh. No, I need to speak, Nisa.
Sorry. Mr. Hiro, how are you?
Hi, thank you very much. We are trying to stop a bad thing. The bomb. Big boom. We must help or bad future will come.
Bad future?
Yes, we went there, but I was already dead.
You become a bad person, Nesa. But you can come with us now. Help us stop a bomb together.
I'm sorry, Hiro. I can't stop it. Nobody can. It's a pleasure to see you again. Thanks for your support.
Nathan goes back to his car.
You already bad guy! You are Viral! Viral!
Thank you all.
Viral!
That's Petrelli.
Yeah.
You'll see Micah or Linderman.
Yeah, they're in town. Nathan can tell us where.
He'll never see us coming.
In Great Crisis, every hero is tested. Some fail, like me. But I never thought Nathan would give up.
Let's hope we can get more help here than from that jerk.
They go into the shop and look around at all the swords on display. Ando points at a hanging ornament.
Godsend.
A tall man with white hair comes out.
Mr. Claremont? It's me, Hiro Nakamura. I spoke to you on the phone. About my problem?
Mr. Claremont stares at him, smoking. Then Hiro puts the two pieces of his sword onto the bench.
My God. I can't say. What happened?
It got cold, frozen, then snap. Can you fix it?
Depends on him.
Hiro's father walks out of a side room, and Hiro walks towards him.
Tosan?
Father?
Yes, my son. You've reached the end of your journey.
Father? I thought you went home to Japan.
I remained here to watch your progress.
Progress?
Hiro, you and I must speak alone.
Wait, he'll try to take you back to Japan. You are vulnerable, Hiro. What if he convinces you to abandon your mission? You have to stop Sila. You must save the world. You have to save me.
He is my father, and out of respect, I must hear what he has to say.
Don't go, Hiro.
Hiro!
Hiro goes into the room and shuts the door. Micah and Candace.
I have a cousin who eats like you. He's huge.
So am I. You said you like comic books, so about you, Stack. Anything good?
The original Silver Surfer number one? This must have cost you a fortune.
Yeah.
You're nice, even when you're scary. I just don't understand why you're working for such a bad guy. You could use your power to be a hero.
Oh, okay. No, you're just too young to see how much the world sucks.
How people can be so mean to each other just because of where they were born or what they look like. Mr. Linderman's gonna change all that. He's gonna heal the world.
I didn't know it was sick.
Candace smiles and goes to the door.
Mr. Linderman.
How are you?
Good.
And how's our boy?
Good, sir. I want to see my mom.
After today, you can go home.
I don't believe you.
I'm sure other grown-ups talk down to you, Micah. I'm not gonna make that mistake. I'm gonna look you straight in the eye and tell you one simple truth. What you do here today with your incredible ability is going to save many lives.
Micah looks at Candace, who grins at him.
What do you want me to do?
What comes naturally? Talking to machines.
And after that, you'll take me home?
I'll tell you what, I'll do better than that. You do as you're told, and I'll make sure that you and your parents have enough money to live happily ever after.
Back in the street.
So this guy, Siler, he kills people like us.
Yeah, to take what we can do.
How does he manage that?
He rips your head open.
I say we stick with the plan and get out of the city.
FBI agents pull up.
Get out of here, go!
Get out of here, Claire! Now!
Let's go!
There were two others! Find them! You're under arrest!
Agent Hansen?
I'm chasing you all across the country, Ted.
Well, you know I'm not a terrorist!
Do I? You blew up a van full of federal agents in Los Angeles.
Well, I didn't mean to hurt anybody.
Good. Your next stop, Guantanamo Bay.
I'm gonna need a concrete cell. It's lined with lead. So everyone is safe!
Audrey turns to Siler.
We got him thanks to your tip, Mr.
Mendez. Isaac Mendez. I thought I recognized Sprague from his picture in the post office. I knew it was my duty to call, especially with it being election day.
Well, you helped us capture a very dangerous man. Most people wouldn't take the risk.
I'm not most people.
Audrey turns round, but Siler's disappeared. Back at the shop, Hero approaches his dad.
Father, I know that you want me to return home, but I will not. I'm on a mission, and
you will save the world. I have waited a long time for a Nakamura to ascend. I never thought it would be you, Hero. You have proven yourself worthy of our legacy and your power.
You know about my power?
Of course. But for a time, I did not believe you had the strength to wield your gift. Now, I see that you are ready.
I am not sure. I had the villain under my blade and could not kill him. He broke my sword.
The sword is not important. Your journey is what restored your power.
You knew about everything?
Years ago, I had allies, others with power. We fought to save the world, until some lost their way. Evil must be stopped, Hero. Next time you face your villain, you will kill him. I will teach you.
He unwraps a sword.
With all due respect, you are CEO of a big company. You work in an office. What can you possibly know of killing?
Hero's father expertly wields a sword.
A few things.
They smile at each other. On a city street, Candace gets out of a car and Micah climbs out after her. They go into a polling station, but Candace's physical appearance has changed.
Welcome, Ms. Baker.
Do you mind if I take my son into the voting booth with me? I'm trying to teach him about democracy in action.
Oh, what a lovely thought. Follow me.
been thinking about how you make yourself look like that. You must bend light or something.
How do you know this isn't the real me?
They go into a cubicle where there's a computer screen for voting. Candace changes back.
Okay, Micah, it's time to boot up. What do you want me to do?
You can tell computers what to do. So I want you to tell this one and all the others here to vote for Nathan Petrelli.
Micah puts his hand on the screen and it brings up the candidates' names.
After this, we do the same thing in 12 other precincts.
We don't have to go anywhere else. It says that they're all networked, so from here I can change everyone in the city.
It says that.
Yeah? How many votes does your boss want him to win by?
Make it a landslide.
Micah focuses on the screen while Candace watches him smiling. When he's finished, he looks tired and drained.
Oh. Can I go home now?
Nathan walks into his office and stands by the door, loosening his tie. He goes to a TV screen to check the current exit polls, which show that he's winning the congressional race with 36%.
Sorry to interrupt your big day.
How did...
Jessica and Deanne are there.
I didn't think I'd be seeing you again. I thought after you tipped me off about Linderman, I figured you'd be dead.
And Nikki thought that you were going to take him out. Let me guess. He made you an offer that you couldn't refuse.
Something like that, yeah.
He came here to find Linderman.
Who are you?
He took our son.
Why would he do that?
Something to do with you and the election.
Kidnapping. That's a serious accusation. I hope you have evidence.
Cut the crap, Nathan. We both know that you hate Linderman as much as we do. You were gonna kill him. Let us finish the job.
Look, whatever you think you're getting from this man, he's gonna take back 10 times more from you. And he ain't never gonna stop until everything you care about is gone.
They look over at the television, which now shows Nathan Petrelli has a landslide victory with 64%. Jessica waits for him to speak.
If I tell you where Linderman is, I have to know that he's not going to come after us.
The man took my son. He's going to pay for that in full.
Hero and his father are dressed up in traditional costume, practicing sword fighting.
When you were a boy, I told you many tales of Takaso Kenshi. There was one you made me tell every night.
Kenshi and the dragon.
Hero goes for his father, but fails. A flashback.
Takaso Kenshi longed to unite Japan. He went to the dragon of Kiso Mountain and asked the dragon to teach him the secrets of the sword. The dragon taught him to become the Kensei, a sword saint. He fought his enemies and won, saving his people. Then, the dragon came to his palace, demanding the life of the princess. Kensei drew his sword and plunged it into his own heart. He handed it to the dragon and said, "My love is in here. Take it." And then he died.
Hero thinks for a moment, then attacks his father again. This time, he's greatly improved in his skills and movement, and they have an equal battle.
I understand, father. To save what is most important, I must be strong enough to cut out my heart.
Show me.
Mr. Bennett and Matt enter a building.
Tracking systems on the 42nd floor. Get a read on someone.
Yeah. Sure there isn't another way?
The reason I brought you here, Parkman, was so that you could get us to those elevators without raising a ruckus. Now, if you can't do that, you might as well give up on your wife and unborn child right now, because no matter how far you run, they will find you.
Okay. A simple no would have done the trick.
Morning, Stanley.
Okay, I got it.
Good morning, sir.
Stanley. Hey, man. I just took my buddy to lunch. I forgot my ID. Can you bust us through?
I don't know you.
It's Matt from accounting on 3-6. What are you talking about? We just went to Ray's for an egg bomb.
I'm gonna need to see your ID, buddy.
Stan. Come on, buddy. You don't remember? Remember on the weekend I ran into you at the, at that restaurant?
Where'd I take Tanya? Shopson's?
Shopson's. Right? You introduced me to Tanya.
I did? I drank and I got it. I hope I didn't.
You okay, Stan? Remember, you were really drunk and you were worried about the people finding out about the. You know, the porno.
Oh, hey, yeah, don't worry about it. Here.
Right.
You guys go ahead. Have a good day.
Thanks, Dan.
No problem, sir.
They walk through and up to a keypad in the wall. Mr. Bennett enters a code.
Password doesn't work. They must have changed the protocol.
Great.
We have to wait till you can pick it out of somebody's head.
We gotta move. Right now.
Jessica and DL stride through the lobby.
That blonde works for Linderman. Let's go.
Linderman could be on any floor.
Then we'll search them all. Come on.
DL takes her hand, and they walk straight through the security gates.
Mr. Hawkins, Miss Sanders, relax. My friend can hear your thoughts. He says we have similar goals.
Jessica looks at Matt, a wry smile on her face.
Did I throw you out a window?
DL frowns, and Matt looks away, slightly embarrassed. The four of them are in a lift, Jessica eyeing Matt. Mohinder's with Molly.
You're responding well to the treatment. The important question is, how are you feeling, Molly?
Good, I guess. As long as I don't get any more shots.
Well, the antibodies in my blood are a cure for the virus. Maybe we'll need to continue the treatments.
I'm all better. See, look what I can do.
She picks a pin out of a jar and lays it on the table.
Just like before I was sick, I think about someone and I know where they are in my head.
She sees flashes of Matt.
Right here.
And sticks the pin in a map.
How do I know you're not playing a trick just to get out of more shots? Now, you put that pin in this building. Is that supposed to be me?
No, it's my other hero. If he's here, can I see him?
Your other hero?
The police officer that saved me from the boogeyman.
Molly. If your power has returned, we can stop the boogeyman so he never hurts anyone else. Can you think about him? Show me where he is.
Are you sure you want to know?
Thompson comes in.
And how's our favorite patient, Dr. Suresh?
Much improved. Molly says she can locate Siler. We should go after him immediately.
We will, soon. Right now, you need to go away with Molly. We have a helicopter on its way to take you both to a safe location.
Mohinder looks worried. In the corridor.
Find Linderman on 51.
Good luck finding your son.
The doors close.
Right, nice to see you too. How do we take out this tracking system? Erase a hard disk, destroy a satellite link, what?
You did your part, this is mine.
Thompson and Mohinder watch them on a CCTV monitor.
Surveillance picked him up in the elevator.
What does he want?
Molly.
Thompson goes out with his gun and stands by the door, ready to fire. Matt and Mr. Bennett are walking down the corridor.
Good night, Bennett.
Matt grabs him and pulls him back.
It's Thompson. I heard him waiting for you.
Anybody else?
No, he's alone. All right, stay here. What? No, no, I don't have a gun!
Matt peers round the wall, but the corridor looks empty. Then Thompson's standing behind him.
What am I thinking now, Parkman?
Your last thought.
Mr. Bennett shoots him point blank.
How'd you know he was gonna come up on me? We were all friends.
Mohinder's watched it on the monitor.
Dr. Suresh, I thought I heard a noise.
It's nothing, Molly. Go back to your room, okay? Good girl.
Mohinder looks at the screen again, then goes to the door and rests his hands on it.
Look, whatever happens in here, you gotta know. It's the only way our families are ever gonna be safe.
Why? What do you mean? What's it? Where's the tracking system?
It's in there.
They go into a second room, and Mr. Bennett pulls back some curtains to find a bed and Molly crouched on the floor.
That's the tracking system? A kid? We came here to kill a little girl?
No, I knew it was a person, but I had no idea.
Mohinder knocks Matt down.
Lower your gun.
As long as she's alive, my daughter will never be safe. None of them will.
Lower your gun, or I will kill you.
Shoot me, and she dies.
Mohinder has a gun trained on Mr. Bennett, who's aiming his at Molly. Outside, a police van with flashing lights drives under a bridge. Ted's sitting in the back, handcuffed and chained. The van pulls into a road and accelerates, but Siler's standing in front of it further down. He flicks his hand, and the van flips up into the air, somersaults, and crashes back down again, upside down, stopping just in front of him. Siler opens the back door and finds Ted hanging from his chains.
I'm hurt! I think it's bad!
Here, let me help.
Using his finger, he slices into Ted's head. Hero and his father are still fighting. They face each other in a stalemate.
You have come far in a short time.
You have taught me well, father. Now that I can stop Silo, Ando doesn't have to die. He will be so relieved.
Hero bows and runs off.
Ando!
He goes into the shop.
Ando, I'm ready to face Siler.
Ando? Where's my friend?
Bought one of my Nagamakis and left.
He bought a sword?
He said if you weren't going to save the world, he would.
Hero's father walks in.
Ando went after Siler? Alone?
Then he is going to die.
A queue of traffic has stopped and people have got out of their cars.
Hey, move the car!
Come on, get moving!
Is this the only way out of the city?
No, but it's the fastest.
Peter and Claire get out to have a look. As they see what's happening, they both start walking forward, looking more and more concerned. It's the police van lying on its roof that's caused the holdup. A couple of officers walk round to the open back doors and see Ted hanging there.
This is the sickest thing I've ever seen. Did this happen in the accident?
The top of the guy's head came off. How else does that happen?
You don't want to know.
Peter and Claire stand behind a fence, watching.
Siler got him. He killed Ted.
Does that mean Siler can do what Ted can do?
He's the one. He's gonna wipe out the entire city.
You gotta stop him.
I don't think I can. The last time I fought Siler, he killed me.
Lindemann's in his office.
Yes, we'll send a helicopter to retrieve the Petrelli family. Just make sure they're not late.
Jessica and DL walk through the wall.
Bill.
Jessica? Well, I must admit, I'm quite surprised to see you here.
Where's Micah?
She throws him backwards.
She asked you a question.
You wouldn't even have Micah if it wasn't for me. Arranging your relationship. Crafting your opportunities.
You have the right to ruin our lives. Take our boy from his home, your money? You think being rich makes you better than us?
Social Darwinism did play its part. I believe destiny to be intrinsic.
Your destiny is to give me back my son.
He's in the building. 42nd floor.
I'll go look for Micah. Watch him.
You'll never see him again, you know.
How's that?
Jessica's gonna kill you for me.
Lindemann looks over to her.
Open the bag. You just caught me preparing for a trip. Yes.
He tips the bag upside down, and bundles of notes fall out.
Well, consider this a deposit, more to follow.
How much more?
You can't be listening to this.
Of course she is. Like most women whose lives have been ruined by men, all Jessica really wants is security. Money buys that. Money's all she's ever really cared about.
She cares about us, son.
How much? 5? 10 million?
Think about Micah. You saw that painting. You came here to save him.
All right. $20 million to kill your husband and walk away.
He's right, dear. I want to take the money. I really do. I would even kill you for it. And Nikki wouldn't.
Nikki comes back into her body.
You don't love him.
Everything I've done, I did for them.
Lindemann pulls out a gun, but DL steps in front of the bullet. He falls to the floor.
You should have taken the money.
Suddenly, DL's fist goes into the back of Lindemann's head, and now he collapses dead. DL's badly wounded from the gunshot.
He's coming here.
I don't care what he said. Me and you getting together. That was real. Jessica wasn't the strong one. It was you.
DL lies in Nikki's arms as she looks around the room helplessly.
Baby.
Nathan pushes Heidi backstage in her wheelchair.
I feel so stupid sitting here. I want to jump out of this damn chair.
People don't believe in miracles. When the time is right, we'll tell everyone.
We're ready.
He looks over to his mother, who nods her head. Then they go onto the stage. The crowd applaud as Nathan wheels Heidi on, then goes and kisses his mother before standing in front of the lectern.
Thank you. Thank you all. Thank you very much for your amazing support. A landslide. That's what they're calling it. I'm sorry my brother couldn't be with us tonight. But I know that Peter cares about this city more than anyone. You know, our father always said that we had a responsibility to use what God gave us. To help people, to make a real difference. Pop always made the hard choices for the greater good. He believed in that, and so do I. Our children deserve that. They deserve a better future, a future where they don't have to face their fears alone, but can look into the darkness and find hope. I challenge everyone in here to inspire by example. To fight the battle, no matter the cost. Because the world is sick. It's spinning out of control. But we can help. With our help, it can heal. With our love, with our compassion, and with our strength, we can heal. Let's put aside our differences Let's embrace our common goals. Let's do it for our children. Let's show them all exactly what we're capable of. Thank you all. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Red, white, and blue balloons fall onto the stage along with glitter as the families smile and wave to the crowd. Siler stands on the edge of a city building at night, his hands flaring as he practices the ability he took from Ted. He has an evil smile on his face.
Boom.
To be continued.
If you have an internet-enabled mobile phone, you can download Heroes Wallpapers to it by texting HEROES to 81010. Text costs 12 to 15 pence, depending on your network. Next, though, it's Family Guy Double Bill.